Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm Marjo Ochoa. It's Tuesday, September 21st. Let's go ahead and kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, everybody was super pumped to see Aaron Rodgers back at Lambeau Field, the holiest of cathedrals in all of professional football. The Green Bay Packers were victorious, 35-17, the final score over their division rival Detroit Lions. The Packers get into 1-1 on the young season. Meanwhile, the Detroit Lions join a bunch of teams that do not want to be 0-2. Rodgers was fantastic, finishing the night 22 of 27 for 255 yards and 4 touchdowns. One of those touchdowns went to Big Bob Tonyan. However, the other three all went to running back Aaron Jones, who also had another one on the ground. It was a 4-score night for Aaron Jones. Hopefully, he pulled off something miraculous for you in your fantasy football league. If you were on the receiving end of that, hey, you know, you get him next time. Jared Goff, I think, put forth an admirable effort. Just, you know, a case of Detroit kind of being up against a better team than them. And we'll see what these Lions look like over the course of the rest of the season. But they are 0-2. No kneecaps have been bit so far in Dan Campbell's tenure as head coach. There's a lot of other stuff for us to get to, so let's go ahead and do that. All right, now that we've discussed Monday Night Football, let's get you caught up on everything across the rest of the NFL. First things first, we have a rather long injury update to get through. No major issues for Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, whose x-rays were negative on Monday. Very positive sign. This is seemingly an issue about tolerance for Tua. Again, you know, not exactly an easy thing, but it does ultimately boil down to that. Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores did say that Tua is day-to-day, so we will see how that ultimately turns out. For what it's worth, by the way, Dolphins wide receiver Will Fuller did return to the team on Monday, so a positive sign in that sense. We now head to Chicago, where quarterback Andy Dalton was diagnosed with a bone bruise. No determination has been made about his status for this week, but head coach Matt Nagy is not in a mood to talk about it. He was asked if Andy Dalton is the team's starting quarterback when healthy and said that he wouldn't get into scheme things. We talked about this on Monday Football Monday, actually, myself and Pete Sweeney. He was pushed back saying that that wasn't a scheme thing. He responded that it was. He made sure to clarify to Chicago Bears reporters that Andy Dalton is the team's starting quarterback when healthy, so that remains a mystery. Carson Wentz has issues with both of his ankles. Yes, both of his ankles. So we will see what happens to the Indianapolis Colts this week. They are 0-2 and need a win badly. The first game of this week will be on Thursday night when the Houston Texans play against the Carolina Panthers, but they will do so without Tyrod Taylor. You likely already knew this. Taylor has a hamstring injury that has already ruled him out. Also of note, when it comes to the Houston quarterback situation, head coach David Culley said that Deshaun Watson will not play in this game. The Denver Broncos have lost linebacker Josie Jewell for the season with a torn pec. Very unfortunate news. All the best to him. Meanwhile, the Pittsburgh Steelers caught a break as Deontay Johnson did not suffer a serious injury on Sunday. Good news there. Also good news for them in that TJ Watt has a chance to play this weekend. Obviously, that was a bit of an iffy situation. Steelers looking to get back to their winning ways. Staying in the state of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia Eagles guard Brandon Brooks has a pec strain. So he is on injured reserve, but thankfully his season is not over. Also, Philadelphia Eagles tight end Zach Ertz tested positive for COVID-19. He is vaccinated, so we will see if he does play next week when the Eagles visit the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football. Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden said on Monday that Derek Carr is questionable for this week's game against the Dolphins and that running back Josh Jacobs is very questionable. So there is a very questionable, at least in the world of John Gruden. Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians confirmed that Jason Light reached out to Richard Sherman. We will see if the Bucs add to their cornerback depth. And finally, NFL Network reported that no suspensions are expected for either Rams linebacker Kenny Young or Steelers offensive lineman Trey Turner, both of whom were ejected on Sunday. That about does it for Tuesday here. Week 2 is in the books. We move onward to Week 3, a new episode of the Oddcast dropping later on today on the SB Nation NFL show. So make sure you subscribe, make sure you leave a rating, make sure you write a review. The good times, they are here, my friends. Football, football, football. See you tomorrow.